Brachas perik dalad mishnah dalad. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ha'isa tefilos a keva ain tefilos a tachanunim. If a person makes his tefillah into a keva, which is a lashon of a masoy, it's a burden to him, like something that's a yoke on his back that he just wants to finish and get rid of, where davening is just looked like it's just an annoying thing, ain tefilos a tachanunim, his tefillah doesn't have tachanunim, which is a lashon of chein. There's no chein in his tefillah. Rabbi Shua Omer, so there's a pagam, this tefillah is not looked at favorably by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shua Omer hamahalach b'mkoyim sakana. There's a new thing. Rabbi Shua says that if a person goes out in a makom sakana, and his mind is obviously, he's not focused the same way he normally would be, mispalot tefillah katzara. So he says a tefillah katzara. Now we do not mean like earlier where you start saying Shemona Esrei and then you made the middle thing. Here you leave out the beginning few brachas, you leave out the last few brachas, and you just have a different type of tefillah altogether. The Mishnah continues, not that this is an add-on, but rather Omer. What's the tefillah katzara? Omer, Hosha Hashem es amcha es she'iris Yisrael. So, interestingly, what he would say, according to Yeshua, is that Hashem should save Klal Yisrael as she'iris Yisrael, b'kol parashas ha'ibor, b'kol in any parashas. Now here we mean like to be pirish, to distance themselves, and they go and they separate themselves. And Klal Yisrael, ha'ibor is a lashon of avera. When they separate themselves to do an avera, yutzar chehem lefanecha. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their needs should be in front of you. So, in other words, that even when the Jewish people are sinning, Hashem, you should still fulfill their needs. And this is Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah. And the bracha is that Hashem, you should, you know, as we say, Shomei Tefillah, Hashem should listen to the tefillah. So he's saying that even though Klal Yisrael sins, you still give to them, and he's nichol himself into Klal Yisrael. The first all explains actually that he's not just saying, you know, give them whatever they need. He's actually saying that because the only reason they sin is because they don't have what they need, because they have so many needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you should give them what they need. And that's the only reason that they sin, and he's nichol himself with everybody else. It's just interesting, he's talking about this when he's in a makom sakana, because the most important thing that one does when they're in a makom sakana, like we do on Rosh Hashanah, is to nichol himself in the tzibur, which is why this guy is not davening a specific davening for himself, but rather he's talking about all of Klal Yisrael. The acherim in the Gemara, there's a shita that we actually paskin like, is that he just says that Klal Yisrael has the daitan katsara, they can't really talk, they can't really, you know, enunciate what they really need. They can't express themselves properly, which actually is similar to him, because he in this makom sakana can't daven all of Shemona Esrei. So he's saying to Hashem, listen, Klal Yisrael can't daven for everything they need. They don't express themselves so much because of their das, and which also alludes to him, the Marshal explains, because he can't express himself. Why? Because he can't say Shemona Esrei. So he's also not expressing himself so well. And that tefillah is you should give everybody all their panos and everything that they need. And Hashem, you should be good to them and give them everything they need, which also is nichol him, even though what he's asking for right now, he should be asking for panasa too. Panasa is obviously, they keep asking for panasa, even in makom sakana. But still, everything that they need, and that includes him, that he needs a Yeshua.